Letters to Daniel, Volume 3. Letter 123. The Casino Stroke. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the sixth month, on the 13th day of the sixth month. Dear Dan, 2012-06-06. A few days ago, Sunday morning, 3 June 2012, at about 3:30 a.m., while working in G6D, I was thinking about the casino where I live and how I might like to return to play video poker and a few other games I like. All of a sudden, I felt two things on my right side. A spiritual pressure pushing against me and the symptoms of a stroke. I inquired of the Lord immediately, and He, through Angel Gabe, said it was a lie of Satan. In fact, it was the devil himself trying to defend his incursion into the casino. Okay, but the symptoms were greatly pronounced. These sensations lasted for only a minute or two. Then, a doctor came up to just outside of the room where I was working to get something from the printer. I pondered for a brief moment whether I should mention something to him, at the same time considering that I might keel over right there. But the Lord stayed my reaction. The symptoms receded, and I continued to finish my work for the rest of the shift without any further incident. I pretty much forgot about it the rest of the night. The next day, after I woke and went about making my coffee, etc., I noticed that the coffee tasted kind of funny, and it seemed as though my mouth was dry. Then I remembered the incident from the previous day and began to reanalyze things. I went to work, but after the first 2 hours, having my mouth taste funny and my right cheek still having a tingling, numb sensation like after getting a shot of Novocaine, I decided to clock out of work and to check into the ER. This was by the leading of the Lord. I spent the next 6 hours of my shift in an ER room having a series of tests, a CT scan and an ultrasound on my carotid arteries, and all the while listening to my iPod. But as I lay on this stretcher, I noticed the large white body of a spiritual being standing just one side of the door of the room. He was large enough so that his head was above the ceiling tiles. I thought perhaps this was a deception, so I fired up the grill. He didn't move. Then the Lord reminded me of the scripture that talks about the angel of the Lord who camps around his people. No wonder I was at peace. So I spent a rather pleasant night laying on a bed listening to a technical podcast about computer stuff. The results of the tests were somewhat inconclusive. The doctor diagnosed that I may have had something called Bell's palsy that can be caused by the same virus as cold sores. He prescribed two medicines for this. The ultrasound showed my arteries to be clear, with no buildup of plaque. The CT scan showed that I might have had a very minor stroke due to trace bleeding in my brain from two vessels. He wasn't sure and referred me to a neurologist for follow-up treatment. I see him Thursday morning, 14 June, 2012. 2012-06-11. The funny taste in my mouth lasted for about a week. This was a sign to me that the works of the devil leave a very bad taste in my mouth. Since then, Satan's newest attempt at temptation is to try to ingratiate me to become his friend. Say what? How disgusting. A deception for every occasion. But the Lord warned me some years ago that I would face certain temptations unique to men at least middle age. I put this latest in that category. Blessings. R.C. Theology.